Hello, my name is Shirley Ball. In the 1960s, I was a member of the Women's Royal Australian Army Corps. My regimental number was F38170. I was lucky enough to be at Army Recruiting in Sydney and York Street in the late 60s, and that's when people were expressing their disapproval of the government sending out troops to Vietnam. I had a couple of incidences. One I've written down as a story come poem. It begins. Vietnam and National Service were a time back in our past when our country seemed divided, all prayed it wouldn't last. Those in uniform felt the pressure, were abused and much more. Demonstrators marched in York Street and came crashing through the door. Servicemen with Anzac courage stalled that chanting lot and helped us girls upstairs to the fire escape at the top. There, step out an open window, three stories down to climb. Lots of support and encouragement, then the next turn was mine. I stepped out and I glanced below me. My fear was hard to hide. Down there stood a constable, his arms were held out wide. Carefully down the ladder, don't think about the height, but just a fleeting wish that my uniform was not so tight. My light green summer uniform, straight skirt, small pleats, well pressed, did little for those looking up to hide my stockings, suspenders and, the rest. Down I went with just a glance, how much further to the ground, and I was dismayed to see the constable had gathered two more mates around. Finally down I made it, strong arms helped my final stride. I blushed as I thanked them, for I had seen the smiles they had tried to hide.
Shirley Ball served in the Women's Royal Australian Army Corps in the 1960s and 70s. This was recorded one day last year in a very noisy lounge at the Adelaide Airport. We apologise for the sound quality.
Yes, there was one other incident of note, but it wasn't quite so funny because I was by myself on this occasion and I'd left the recruiting office and was walking down to take the ferry home from Circular Quay to the zoo, Taronga Park Zoo, and from there I used to get the bus up to Mossman and along Middlehead Road to the Rack School in Georges Heights. And this evening I was heading down towards the ferry and I was approached by a dozen or so people who started screaming and yelling and spitting and waving placards and things at me. And as that was going on, I was trying to move on, but unfortunately I had some bottles of substance thrown at me, which were pretty ordinary, and finally made my way down to the ferry.
At this point, I reminded Shirley of the need not to gloss over history, to tell it like it was, no more, no less. Yet still she did downplay it, because she goes on to tell us about the urine and blood thrown over her, yet told me later that the animal blood seemed to have substance to it and may have had crushed up liver in it. You can hear from Shirley's voice that the incident was very stressful. A woman alone, at night, confronted by an angry mob, all aimed at her.
Yeah, okay. The bottles were bottles of urine, and whoever supplied it had had a pretty big night out the night before by the smell of it. The other splashes that came across my uniform were red, could appear to be some sort of animal blood. But anyhow, I managed to get down to the ferry okay and stood aside because of the smell of me, and also I was a little bit upset by that stage. So I waited until the ferry was about to go, and the chap let me stand right at the back of the ferry where I didn't offend anybody. Got over to the Taronga Park Zoo, and again I waited till everybody else had moved away before I got off. Normal process was to get on the bus to the Rack School, but I couldn't do that again because of the state I was in and my uniform was in and the smell. So I walked 2.25 hours all the way back to Georges Heights, and on quite a few occasions I had to cross the street because of oncoming pedestrian traffic. But nobody spoke to me, nobody asked if I was all right. I just had to wear it and keep going and make the best of it that I could. But it was a pretty ordinary situation in the middle of one of our biggest cities.